Good evening, fellow citizens of America. We have here today a monumental moment in history leading up to the official presidential debates. That's right, not one, not two, but three men who have all donned the role of being America's leader will have a discussion around some of the politics surrounding our nation and what the potential for our nation's future may look like. Without further introduction, joining us today at the podiums, we have former President Barack Obama.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We have former president and current candidate, Donald Trump.
Thank you. God bless America.
And last but not least, current president and current candidate, Joe Biden.
Oh, dear.
Of course he was asleep. That's why I'll win again this year.
Well, now, we'll get into why each of your presidential preferences are better equipped for this country. I want to start by asking Obama, a president who has seen both of these candidates follow up as the president and chief of our country, do you think that progress has been made for the better, and why?
I appreciate the question, Mr. Griffin.
Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, God, indeed. You beat me to it, Trump. Now, listen, I'm just going to give it to you straight, clear, and as transparent as I possibly can. This past decade has had to be the worst run for presidents in history. These two men have completely failed the American people. Hell, they failed the world. Trump spent his entire term trying to build a damn wall and encouraging racist and bigot citizens to embrace the stance in order to make America great again. I don't know where this man has been living for the last 70 years, but there was never a point where anything was great. And that's why I said, yes, we can. Okay, damn it, yes, we can.
And yet you couldn't. I had to clean up the mess after you.
If that's cleaning up to you, we are facing an even greater threat to this country than I ever imagined. And on the other hand, Joe, who represents the Democratic Party such as myself, he can't even formulate a plan or statement that he can even remember half the time. And I can assure you, he was not that sleepy when he was working under me. I had his ass working. And every sentence looks like his last breath. I don't know what's going on. He did his best to manage through COVID, the pandemic, yes, back in 2020, but half the time, he couldn't even put his mask on properly. I say that to say this. The leadership after me has led America to an even greater pit than the one I'd hoped to fix.
I'd love to expand on some of those points, President Obama, but I'm going to carry on across each podium for a statement. President Trump, you seem to disagree with President Obama on the negative aspects regarding your presidency. How do you view making America great again? And how does that conflict with the other two presidents?
Well, Jay, first and foremost, I want to commend you on creating such a platform for us all to speak on, such as this one.
And there's the dick riding.
Excuse me? Come again?
Carry on. Not saying much. Carry on.
Yeah, I thought so. See, that's the pure example of why Barack Obama was such a horrible president. Horrible. He doesn't have a spine. Doesn't have a scrotum. No balls between his legs to handle things directly. Look at what he did with the terrorists. He damn near helped them out half the time. And kept going around the country with his fake, perfect smile, completely lying to the masses, okay? I came in after him. I came in after his term, and I spent the entire year cleaning. I spent the entire year cleaning up after him. Might as well turn that yes, we can into no, we couldn't. You had 8 years to get it right, and you fumbled it completely. Completely. That's why I want the remaining 4 years of my presidency this upcoming term. And that leads me to my next point about Joe. To be frank, has anyone even noticed Joe as a president? He's honestly quite forgettable, much like this train of thought. He's simply unfit for presidential power or even vice president. And I don't know what the hell Barack Obama was thinking. I don't know what Barack was thinking. In short, this country needs a leader who's experienced and competency, and that's definitely me.
Yet you duck your taxes and try to conspire with Russia. Competency, okay.
You know what, Brock? How about you focus on being lucky that a man like you even got considered as being a president and focus on the...
You mean black?
See, that's not what I said. You have poor listening
black
skills.
Mean? I'm lucky, right?
That's not what I said at
as
all.
As a black man? That's what you meant, right?
That's not what I said at all. A man with poor competency and listening skills.
Okay. A man like what, Donald?
Those big-ass ears must be just for show,
Donald. A man like what? So you want to talk about appearances now? How long are you going to keep stitching that hairpiece to your scalp, hmm? That yee-yee-ass hairpiece?
Barack, your hair is white as snow. Snow cone with no flavor.
From stress and tough decisions.
Imagine getting white hair from the stress of being such a terrible president. Literally, your wife has done more than you as a president.
Don't speak about wives.
Literally.
I've seen many, many things that Melania is doing out there.
Of course you have. Of course, you're deprived. Your wife is more of a man than you.
Don't speak about wives.
What are you not telling us, Barack? What else are you not telling us?
Don't speak about wives.
What actually is Michelle? What the hell is she? I don't even know.
Okay.
Can't even tell.
Okay.
Your wife is literally a gorilla. I can't believe you married a gorilla. Completely broke the law.
All right.
Completely
My
broke the law.
My wife's a gorilla. Your wife knows her way around every type of banana and every type of nut, too. But my wife's the gorilla.
And all the thing is, you have kids with her, okay? You have kids with that. Kids with that. No wonder you needed the presidency to work out so bad. No wonder you're stressed. God, it makes sense. Baby gorillas.
At least my baby kids gorillas. Are plenty mine, bitch. Can baby any gorillas. Of us be sure that yours are your kids? I mean, they're all ugly as fuck, but that's the only evidence we have.
Baby gorillas. See, this is why we made the mistake of making our president a Nick.
Oh, no, no, no.
Making our president someone. So
no,
making
no,
our president
no, no.
someone
on,
like him.
Or what?
Oh, no, no, no. No, 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 no.
A
Don't
nigger,
try to
right?
provoke me.
A
Don't
nigger,
try
right?
to provoke me. Don't
a
do
nigger,
it, Barack.
Right?
Don't do it.
You mean a nigger.
Don't try to provoke me. Don't do it, Barack.
You mean a nigger,
don't,
right?
Don't you.
That's what you want to say,
I'm
a nigger,
gonna
right?
I'm not going to fall for that. Nope. I'm not going to do it.
A nigger, right?
No, I'm not going to do it.
A nigger, right?
Don't do that. Nope.
A nigger, right?
Fine, a nigger.
There it is.
A godforsaken nigger. Is that what you want to hear?
There it is.
A nigger.
There
no,
it
no,
is.
No,
see?
No, 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 no.
I knew we couldn't trust
no,
this
no,
cracker.
No, you asked for that.
He's against everything
you
black.
Asked for
I knew he
no,
was
no,
against
no.
everything black. See, that's what I'm saying. I should slap the orange off your ass. I should make you catch this fade because that hairpiece is doing nothing. Boy, look at that big ass chin.
Okay, now it's just going to ramble
rock
on.
Neck ass hick. Fred okay. Flintstone in a suit
See,
looking ass
is,
boy.
This is what we chose
River
as our president
neck ass boy.
Those years ago.
Discount devil face ass
this
boy.
This is why this country is still melting
fucking
down
hairpiece
to
in the
this
wind
day.
Singing Hakuna
this
Matata.
Is why we're still fucked
Abandonment
up.
Issues as
Listen
hairpiece.
To what he's saying right now.
Old goofy ass looking like Bigfoot's descendant body ass boy.
This is what all his
damn man
does.
Looked like he chew on Legos. That's a
they
fuck ass shame.
It's ridiculous. They all do
Somebody
this.
Really just spray tan the grit.
What does that even mean?
Johnny Bravo's
what
granddad
is he saying right now?
Dollar Tree Ace Ventura ass haircut.
How can we help him?
Motherfucker been drinking chlorine
help
out of
cool
old goof face cracker. Who the fuck gave the boogeyman a tie?
What is he saying right now? Okay, that's it. Now I'm about to get on your ass, okay? Straight off the boat with no shoes looking ass boy.
Okay, yeah.
Discount Morgan sure. Freeman ass boy.
Let him go
Discount
off.
Nelson Mandela ass boy.
He's
okay?
talking nonsense
Black
again.
Black Panther background character face ass
He's
nigga.
He's talking nonsense
boy,
again.
Boy, you look like you drink butter, okay? Let's fucking go. Brown gorilla. Right. Fucking brown goblin.
Okay,
who the fuck
okay.
Who
you've had
you
your fun.
The gladiator,
you've okay? had your fun.
Okay, Jeepers
okay.
Creepers with a fade. Make
All
it
right.
make sense, bro.
Okay, you're still going.
Make it make sense. Well, what's that? What's that? Rafiki
okay.
the baboon
yes,
face ass nigga, okay? Rafiki the baboon.
Okay. Right, really?
You're like a fucking live
oh, really?
Action ninja turtle.
Oh, really?
Okay?
Oh,
you're
really?
Like a fucking,
okay.
You're like
oh, really?
A fucking live action ninja turtle. I bet you lick drywall.
Okay, you've had your fun now. I'm about to break your white spirit.
Ass weirdo.
I'm about to break your white spirit.
No, you could never break me. You could never break me. Absolutely not.
Your
Absolutely
words are
not.
As fake as your wife's looks.
If Michelle is a natural
a
beauty, then I don't
shame.
Want him. No, thank you.
Humpty
no,
Dumpty sat on a rooster looking ass boy.
You know damn well you look more like Humpty Dumpty than me with his fat ass head.
Release the Kraken was a goddamn understatement.
Reformed terrorist looking ass. Obama Osama.
You really would know what reformed
Obama,
terrorist
Osama.
Looks like, huh? Your Russian buddies
Obama,
tell you that?
Osama.
The Russians
Obama,
teach you that,
Osama.
Trump?
Obama Osama.
What are you not telling us? What are you not telling us, Donald?
Obama
what
Osama.
What are you not telling us?
Damn shit.
Yeah, that's
Obama,
what your mom
Osama.
Calls me when I'm blowing her back out. She knows I'm the bomb.
See,
ask her.
See, this is why we can't have nice things in this country. People like you, okay? People provoke you first, and then you get mad at the consequences.
If this creature gets a second term in office, all hell is going to break loose. All of it. It might as well be fuck America at that point.
Oh, great. No. Now you woke up Joe. Now you woke up Joe.
Fucking Joe's
nah,
up
great.
Now. Damn
great.
It.
Now you woke up Joe.
You see, and this is why... This is why they should vote for me in the 2024 election.
No, okay.
Right, this
okay.
is...
Okay, now
this
it's just
what
going
I'm talking
on.
About. You just...
Okay.
You don't want to support this buffoonery.
Okay.
This absolute buffoonery. It's...
Joe, I don't even recognize you anymore. You used to be such a strong-willed, powerful individual in pursuit of real change. Now you're just like, God damn. Well, I'll be damned.
All right, well, get your mans, Obama.
He's not my mans.
Get your mans.
He's not my mans.
And make sure the viewers vote for Trump 2024. God bless
if
America.
If they want another half decade of oppression,
God bless
then
America.
Yes. God bless America.
What if Joe ends up being president again?
Fuck no.
And on that note, folks, we're going to have ourselves a brief intermission. Stay tuned for more.